Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to spoil the fun, but I must now ask you to turn your attentions to something quite despicable, involving devious skullduggery. Local government politics. We will now sing for you the politician's creed, the pragmatism tango.
A politician's lot is not a happy one, but think of what a lot of fun it is to plot and do the pragmatism tango. A straight debate ain't all it seems. We wheel and deal behind the scenes. We change our partners when it seems to suit the pragmatism tango.
You know the tango can go on and on all through the night.
We chop and change whenever we decide it's right.
You know your partner can't be trusted not to stab your back.
But you can stab him first if you have got the knack.
You know they say you can't fool all the people all the time.
But if you only fool yourself, you're doing fine.
We all pretend a noble end. Defense of me,
defense of me. If you're quite sure you know what's right, you know also that might is right. You might be right, and yet in spite, you'll do the pragmatism tango. You might be right, and yet in spite, you'll do the pragmatism tango.
Allez!
Ladies and gentlemen, we keep our attention firmly fixed on local government politics, and we study one of the driving forces that rules the life of the local councillor, party loyalty. Without his party, a councillor is nothing. So much so that a councillor was recently kicked out by his party because he called his leader, and I quote, a stuck-up jerk with as much brains as a lobotomised breeze block. The party were very upset. They said not only had he been very rude to his leader, he'd also betrayed a closely guarded party secret. What about the man with a vision, eh? Is there no room in local politics for the idealist? The answer, of course, is no. A man's got to stick by his party. He's never going to get anywhere if he starts worrying himself about principles or idealism.
Now we all love a real idealist. And we'd all like to say we have a dream. But in politics, you've got to be a realist. And the trouble with ideals is they're extreme. So we say,
stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. You may look pretty grand when you try to take a stand, but you're better, 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 better off staying alive.
Now we should all like to be a bit erratic and return to the brave ideals of youth. But in politics you must be diplomatic, and the trouble with ideals is they're uncouth. So we say,
stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. If you keep your buttons tense, you can keep them on the fence, and you're better, 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 better off staying alive. Stand up and be counted, sit down and a survivor. You won't last longer if you don't compromise. If you keep your buttocks tense, you can keep them on the fence, and you're better, 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 better off staying alive.
Rock the boat.
Rock it, rock it.
Or you'll end up in the ocean.
Swim away, Joe.
Don't step out of line.
Step out, step out.
Or you won't get promotion.
Big deal, Daddy.
Your prospects are judged.
Watch it, watch it.
By your total devotion.
Get away, Joe.
So don't rock the boat.
Rock it, rock it.
Or you won't get promotion.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Rock it, rock it.
Don't rock the boat.
Rock the boat. Rock it, rock it. Rock the boat. Rock it, rock it.
Stand up and be counted, sit down and survive it. You won't last long if you don't compromise. If you keep your buttocks tense, you can keep them on the fence, and you're better, 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 better off staying alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us consider a typical Tory backbencher. Now, what makes him, please, what makes him so loyal to his leader? I mean, it can't be his political idealism, and it can't be his fear of being kept in late after sessions. And it can't be, it couldn't be. Could it be? Is it love? Do, do, do.
Over, under, over, under, over, under,
do, do, do.
Over, under, over, under, over, under,
do, do, do.
Well, I would lay me down to be a plank in her platform. If she would show her hand to me, I'd try to keep it warm. 'Cause I'm waiting for the Lord to move a motion from above. I'm waiting in the lobby of love. Well, the angels must have sent her from the heavens up above. I'm drafting my white paper to propose an act of love. And I'm waiting for the Lord to put the question from above. I'm waiting in the lobby of love. Well, I'd give up all my recess. I'd carry her books on too. If she declare that I could share her entry in the zoo. But I've got to go on waiting until I catch her eye. I've got to take her whip until I lose my seat and die. 'Cause I'm waiting for the Lord to put the question from above. I'm waiting in the lobby of love.
That's his hobby.
Waiting in the lobby of love.
Bobby.
Yeah, waiting in the lobby of love.
Do, do, do. Thank you.
So much for our elected representatives, but what about the men behind the scenes, eh? The civil servants, the bureaucrats. Now, take Horace Cutler. Please take Horace Cutler. Actually, no, to be fair, it's not generally known that Horace Cutler runs the GLC in a really quite original way. Now, most big organisations, you probably know, use the umbrella system. That's the one where the boss sits at the top and the orders go up and down the spokes, right? Ah, but Horace uses the mushroom system. Oh, you've heard of it, yeah. Keeps them in the dark as long as possible. And every so often, chucks a shovel full of shit at them. So this next song is dedicated to the bureaucrat. And it's to all those of you who have had the misfortune to come up against him. To the bureaucrat.
To the bureaucrat, you're nothing but a figure on a chart. He knows you're out there somewhere, but he doesn't give a fiddle. It confuses his computer if he has to know your name. So he hands you out a number, so you all look just the same. You!
It's really not surprising when he's making out his schemes that the thought of us surprising is beyond his wildest dreams. 'Cause whoever thought a number could have feelings of despair when he gets a printed letter saying we don't want you here. Get the bureaucrats to see the light is to show them that a number multiplied will stand and fight. Just remind them that your human, show your courage, heart and brain, and they'll have to get their digits out and work it out again.
A song in commemoration of one of the biggest growth areas in the British economy today, and believe me, there is a growth area in the British economy today. It is, of course, the silicon chip and its ancillary trades, surveillance and bugging.
Cunning buggers, dear cunning little buggers, cunning buggers, we got you on our files. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. So camera lights and action suckers, smile, smile, smile. You owe 5 quid to your banker and your doctor's car says wanker, and the HP know your debt's back to the flood. We're the automated snoopers, cause our chips know their computers. If your name is Smith or Jones, we'll make it mad. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, here's looking at you. We know what you did and thought about the way you beat your wart. Now we want to know the flavor of your blood. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. Cunning buggers, we've got you on our files. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. So camera lights and action suckers, smile, smile, smile. Every night we go out hunting for the squeaks and moans and grunting, cause we like to know who likes to sleep with who. But we can't tell when we listen what's your favourite position, so we better put the camera in your room. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, here's looking at you. But for your instincts we must never make mistakes. Yes, we better put the camera in your room. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. Cunning buggers, we've got you on our files. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. So camera lights and action suckers, smile, smile, smile. We are very clever buggers, and we charge less than the others, and we're not the sort to ever stitch and tell. We'll sew bugs inside your clothes, we'll shove 2 bugs up your nose, and we cover other openings as well. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, here's looking at you. If you're long, thin, short or wide, don't you feel a sort of pride to know we are bothered with your horrid little eyes. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. Cunning buggers, we've got you on our files. Cunning buggers, we're cunning little buggers. So camera lights and action suckers, smile, smile, smile.
Did you hear about the council workmen that went round empty houses smashing up the toilets to stop people squatting?
No.
Better than the old system.
Oh, better than flushing them out.
No. Oh, all right, all right. No more terrible jokes. I'm going to tell you about trying to find somewhere to live in London.
I thought you said no more terrible jokes.
Oh, all right. Trying to find somewhere to live is no joke.
Oh, no. Now, be fair. I mean, if you've lived in the borough for 5 years, you get to be on the list.
And if you're lucky enough to have 7 kids and a black eye, you get more points, so you move further up the list.
And finally, if you're very, very lucky...
It's like bingo.
You get to shout, house!
But if you've ever been evicted or moved to another borough...
Oh, it's right back to square one.
Could go on forever.
So our last song is dedicated to those of you whom local governments call the housing problem.
And what the homeless call the local government problem.
Well... I woke up this morning a stranger lying in my bed.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up this morning, found a stranger lying in my bed.
What, two of them?
I went down to have my breakfast, found the council bought up all my bread. Local government housing program blue.